Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom, 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 all that are
gathered here this this evening here, getting pretty close. We thank Yah for that. It's been a very productive day, and I pray and hope that it has been as well as for you. Hopefully we labor these 6 days, as I've said before, so that the seventh will be sweet rest. Hallelujah. 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 All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the sound check. Shalom, 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 Sister Selah. Hallelujah. Brother Paul, all that is in the room, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a wonderful word that we heard yesterday. Very encouraging. But it's amazing. You know, the Most High Yah has to bring us to remembrance. Condemnation is something, guilt, shame, and condemnation. I think them are one of the top three pretty much that deal, a lot of battle happens in, a lot of spiritual warfare, mind warfare takes place. But the child of Yah needs to get to the point where they're established in themselves. And that establishment is Christ, that rock, that anchor of the soul, that anchor of the mind, the will, the emotions. These things need to be anchored in us. Knowing that we are accepted in the beloved, that in any time that we will not misconstrue conviction or condemnation. I thank Yah for His Spirit to bring me to conviction, because I know that the end of that conviction is to bring more, much more fruit me, and it's to bring much more fruit in every one of us if we allow it to have its work. Because His word is a discerner, the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It will seek, it will find the dark crevices, it will find the things that we tuck off it into the closets. And that should let us know that we should not be doing such, hiding things in the houses, our house. Because the light of Yah makes everything open and naked before us. And I'm glad that He gives us the grace to see ourselves. That's even sometimes a more formidable foe than even the Hasatan, is seeing yourself for who you are. But it's good to die that death of self and to take on Christ, to take on love, to take on long-suffering and gentleness and meekness and temperance and faith and all the good things, the things that will yield peaceable fruits of righteousness. Yeshua came to give us life and to give it more abundantly. We find things in us. We know that the mighty one of this world, He has no life in Him. He is the embodiment of death. So He hates life. He hates light. He hates anything that is of Yah. We see in our time and our hour the war that He is waging to blaspheme Yah on every point. We thank Yah for that, to be the called. And hopefully to stay within this fight long enough to be chosen. Hallelujah. 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 Shalom, 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 all that are gathered here again. Teacher Shane here with you on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. Welcome you all, and thank you for your service of love. I always ask him that you continually stay in supplication and prayers for those that are over you in this walk, over you in this good message, this good word, those that watch for your soul. These things are keeping us. I thank Yah for the law. Not us that's keeping the law, but you really look at it, it's the law keeping us. Keeping us in his graces, keeping us in his protection, keeping us in the boundaries of his life. It helps us to stay protected. The Most High Yah has declared that anything that touches the apple of his eye, we know. Well, hallelujah, saints. We've embarked on a study in the book of Ephesians. The assembly at Ephesus, Ephesus being in that area, they call it Asia Minor, was a main hub, main trading route, very prosperous place. Had one of the largest amphitheaters in the whole world. They dedicated it to Artemis, Diana, as we read in Acts. And it's beautiful that Paul continued their space about 2 to 3 years, especially in the midst of all that Diana crap, all that rushing here and rushing there and trying to dispel and all that fear. That the monetary system of Diana would be crushed, that commerce would come to a screeching halt because nobody is purchasing Diana no more. But Lot, by the mouth of Paul, was able to take on that purchased possession and the one who purchased them. How many of us daily think ourselves as a purchased possession? You know, I think it's a good anchor to the soul knowing that you are purchased possession than in your former state, in your former life of being possessed by things, by spirits, by demons, and this and that. But to be a purchased possession? Whoever sit back and thought on that and in thinking on that, how it would bring you to tears, how it would bring you to weeping, how the goodness, that goodness, that light shining in to your mind and to your heart, if it shows any inconsistencies, iniquities, and transgressions, that will lead you to repent and bring you more into the graces and protection and embracing of Yah. As the days go on, the cleaving to our Savior must get stronger. He is the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the author and the finisher of our faith. Just let him do his work. Just submit yourselves, humble yourselves in the sight of Yahweh, and he shall lift you up. This is a promise, and he will. And many of us have witnessed that lifting up. Nothing like being lifted up from the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to start again in Ephesians chapter 1 again. I'm going to start the first verse. And hopefully we'll pick up where we left off. So I'll always like when we're in these types of studies, going back and then going forward again. Because maybe some have not listened to the prior broadcast. Maybe this may be fresh to some. But y'all knows. Ephesians 1:1, Paul, an apostle of Yeshua HaMashiach, by the will of Yah. How was he an apostle? It was the will of Yah for him to be an apostle. It is the will of Yah for you to be a child of the King. Beautiful thing to be in the will of Yah. As you're in your will is to do his will. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So Paul, an apostle of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, by the will of Yah, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you. Hallelujah. And peace, grace and peace from Yah our Father and from our Master, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And it said, blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Master, Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, who has blessed us. Who blessed us? Yeshua HaMashiach, as he's in Yah, our Father, who has blessed us. Well, what all spiritual, what all? Am I reading that right? Let me look. Let me take a look at that real close. Yeah, I see an A, I see an L, and I see another. Oh, okay. Has blessed us. Has blessed us. Hallelujah. With all spiritual blessings, where? In heavenly places. Not on this earth. Not on this temporal plane, no. But he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Messiah. And it says, according as he has chosen us in him, chose us to be part of him. When? Before the foundation of the world. And he chose us before the foundation of the world to be this, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. These are the chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Chosen will be holy. The chosen will be without blame. And the chosen will be before him in love. Beautiful thing. The author and the finisher of our faith. Now, I look at the opening to this epistle, and Paul is addressing the Ephesians pretty deep here. If you look at the opening salutations of the epistles, the letters to the other assemblies, some do not get this rich. This book in Colossians probably have the two richest openings. These are, you could see that the Ephesians, because because that they were a people that were very religious, very stout in worship to Diana. And by the power of Yah, he used the mouth of Paul to reach these people. And all their fervor and all their worship and everything that they motivated them to worship Diana, now they're able to direct it to the heavenly places, not to the things on this earth. As some statue that some say that had many, many breast on it, had weird head. Never mind. Diana was a female goddess, Artemis, I think it was, in other languages. But you come to think that these people, the majority of Ephesus was steeped in Diana worship, and how Paul was able. By the wisdom and knowledge of Yah, retrieve many people out of this false pagan worship. And was able, within 2 to 3 years, to establish an assembly there. And then once the assembly is established there, he writes an epistle to them. And this is a very rich epistle. Got the conscience, the mind, the will, and the emotions of the Ephesians must have been at a pretty rich level for Paul to speak at them in this manner. Why I like reading the epistles very slow. That's why anytime you hear Teacher Shane reading, you'll hear me put inflection on certain words, and that is on purpose. And you will see Pastor as well put inflection on certain words, words that are there to capture you, capture just for a moment your attention. Because it's amazing that in certain verses it's one word that can be the pivotal thing to the proverbial light coming on. You've heard many times you can read and read and read and read. Oh, I've read this verse 100 times. But the 101st time, I got really involved in it. I really was paying much attention to the wording, the spirit within the verse, within the passage, was able to open my understanding. We are to be thankful of the called and the chosen to have our understanding opened. And Paul is talking to the Ephesians here who had, I believe, a very rich understanding of what he was conveying to them. And now that he is conveyed to them, it's being conveyed to us. Even though it was written so many thousands of years ago, we can peer into that time in this present time. So we know there's no new thing under the sun. But if these things were written for our learning, for our admonition, because the word says, upon whom the ends of the world are come. And these are instructions that the chosen should be instructed in holiness. The chosen should be instructed to be found without blame. And then when they're found of him, they're found of him in love. Because love will beget love. Love will produce love. Love, the Yali kind of love, will gravitate toward more Yali love. Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, to himself. And this was according to the good pleasure. Hear that. According to the good pleasure of his will. The spirit of adoption of a children. And I believe that we're going to look back in Romans 8. Going to bring that out a little bit. We're going to profoundly look at this a little bit richer. As the adoption of children, I think you ought to be a child of his and to constantly, day by day, knowing that I am a child of his. And this mindset, this will, this within me allows an entrance always as a child to always be looking toward the Father to provide all of my needs according to his riches and glory. It's too many times condemnation will take us out of this child of Yah presence. Most of this condemnation that we deal with, it's nothing but the condemnations of the wicked ones that are trying to spit this in your ear. Anytime you hear something trying to speak a word of condemnation to your ear, won't you remind it that it's the one condemned and that you do not desire to partake of its nature? Won't you tell it that you are a child of the King, that you're accepted in the Beloved? Won't you tell that voice, that spirit, that there is now no condemnation? Tell that spirit, I'm not walking after you. I'm not hearing after you. I'm going to walk after the spirit of Yah. He's the one that gave me life. He's the one that gave me sight. He's the one that gave me ears to hear. He's the one that leads me through the day. He's the one that appoints angels over me at night while I rest. I will trust in Yah. I will make my boast in Yah. I will proclaim daily, without him I can do nothing. I want him to be a father. So be a child of the King, so that he can perform his duties as a father. Let's go on over to Romans 8. I'm going to start at verse 14. It says, for as many as are led. So if something is leading you, then there's something before you. Something's not about the law, Yah, as frontless before your eyes. It's always leading you. Statutes and commandments. When it's first and foremost in your thoughts, first and foremost in your pleasures, these things lead you, and it's a beautiful, it's an amazing thing. But for as many as are led by the Spirit of Yah, he's the one that is always before, and we're behind him as little children, watching what our Father is doing, just as Yeshua said, you know the things that I do? I don't do them on myself. I didn't know how to do them unless I have seen my Father do them. So why not you, as a daughter of Abraham, a child, a son of Yah, do the same. Be led of the Spirit of Yah. Because if they're led by the Spirit of Yah, they are the sons of Yah. And it says, for you have not received the spirit of bondage. But there are so many things, this whisper in our ear, so many situations, so many circumstances wants to bring you back into former bondages. You just got to remind them things, hey, this is not your home. That's what I tell a lot of sicknesses that want to come knocking. I know you there. I know you want to bring me under your suppression. I'll tell that sickness, I don't receive you. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. I am more than a conqueror. I speak the word of Yah. Why do I speak the word of Yah in these instances? Because I'm led by the Spirit of Yah. And I want to continue to be a son of Yah. That way I can reap the rewards and the inheritance and everything that Yeshua has been given. I also am a partaker, and I've got to remind myself every day. We've got to remind ourselves, as the letter opened, he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. No more roots in this earth. As a stranger and a pilgrim passing through, I know that my walk here with Yah was not in vain. So according to his word, there's treasures laid up. but it's more than a treasure that I'm seeking after. I want to see the one who loved me. I want to see the one who gave himself for me. So I can take all them treasures and lay them at his feet. And I know if I lay all that at his feet, that I can't outgive him. That he's going to pour back into me more than I even can contain. That's what the word says. That I keep that within my heart, my mind, my soul to keep it as an anchor. To be a shield and a buckler against condemnation, shame, and guilt. Too many times we're leaving without our houses, having no armor on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And it says in the spirit itself bears witness with our spirit, and it should be continually daily, and the witnesses should always be there day by day. You want to be a good witness when them spirits come to your door? Be a witness. Tell that spirit you are a child of Yah. You have nothing to do with it. Go on and take your wares elsewhere. You're not peddling at my door. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yah. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of Yah. And joint heirs with Messiah. If so be that we suffer with him. I thank Yah for this righteous suffering. But through this suffering, I've seen fruits of love, fruits of joy, fruits of peace, fruits of gentleness, fruits of meekness, and all the good things in the garden. But too many people, I've seen too many exit the suffering. They don't want to know the love of Christ. Everybody says, I love Jesus. But nobody expressing his love. How can you receive, say that you love him, but you have not received love? Kind of a false witness, huh? It's one thing to say that you love him, but it's another thing to express your love, to show your love, to manifest your love for him. That takes on a totally different dynamic. If his love be in you, and he is love, then you're joint heirs. Heirs of Yah. Who wants to inherit more love? Who wants to inherit more peace? Who wants to inherit more gentleness and goodness, temperance, meekness? Suffer. 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 Why? Because we want to be glorified with him. This sufferings of this present, I heard the record. It's fleeting. But it's not to be compared with what shall be revealed. You want to keep your eyes on the prize? You want to see the revealing? You want to see the revelation of Yeshua HaMashiach? I want to see the revelation day by day. Hallelujah. I'm going to jump down to verse 27 of Romans 8. And he that searcheth the heart, spirit, knows what is the mind of the spirit. Why? Because he, the spirit, maketh intercession for the saints according to, oh, there we go, the will of Yah. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love Yah, to them who are the called. You've got to be called according to his purpose, his purpose. Christianity, we know, is not his purpose. How can you be called to something that is not his purpose? You can be called to be a Roman if you want to be a good Christian. You want to be a good Roman? Be a Christian. No, not too many people know that that became imperially became the religion of Rome. Somewhere in the 320s and 330 ADs of time. So you got to figure. All the Roman gods and goddesses and everything were amalgamated into this thing called Christianity. And now you can see the fruits of it, Halloween and Christmas and Easter and all that crap. We know that all things work together for good, and we should, no matter what we're going through, it is for our good. That is part of the suffering. While you are suffering, know that it is for your good. All things work together for good to them that love Yah, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to this. This was in the very beginning. The conforming to the image. This is the destination. This is our destination. And it was predetermined. The called when you was in him before you was born. When you was in the mind of Yah. You was predestined for this purpose. This is your destination. So quit fighting it. This is your final destination. If you are called of Yah, surrender. Humble yourselves. Let Yah take you home. To be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Back in Ephesians 1:5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to himself according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace. Wherein, in his grace, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein of this, because of this, because of the composition, because of the fruit of all this, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood. You heard Pastor yesterday talking about the advocate. We are a people that do not want to sin. But if perchance we fall into sin, we have an advocate with the Father. We have the blood. Are you washed? in the blood, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are you white as snow, child of Yah? This is according to his will. This blood was shed from the foundation of the world for you, that you should be holy, that this blood will conform you to the image of what Yah created from the beginning. When Yah said, it is good, when the sons of Yah sang in the morning, we sing in the morning, we sing in the noonday, we sing when the sun goes down. We give Yah praise continually. We thank Yah, continually. Why? Because we're children. We've been adopted. We cry continually, Father, Father, Father. Child always has need of his father. And I thank Yah for the times that we are in this very hour. Times of Elijah, when he's turning back the son, the hearts of the sons back to the father, and the father's hearts back to the sons. If you really look at what's really going on, this is going on in this great love feast. From the beginning of time, love is going to conquer. Love is going to reign. Love is going to be preeminent. And we have been destined to this. So stay in your destination. Don't look to the left. Don't look to your right. The eyes must always be on the prize. Eyes on the prize. They'll help you get home. Many of us want to get home. Many of us have declared long time ago, this world is not my home. I know within myself I'm a stranger here. I am a pilgrim here. Glad I am passing through. Glad I am not appointed unto wrath. In whom we have received, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, his favor, his will, his predestined love toward us from the foundation of the world. I, Messiah saying, and the children which you have given me. Yeah, I got to go back there and read that. Yes, we got to read that. Yeah, back in Hebrews. Back in Hebrews chapter 2. We'll start at verse 10. For it became him. This adoption. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For whom are all things and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifies, sets apart, and they who are sanctified are all of one, which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare my name unto, I will declare your name, Yah, unto my brethren. You're a brother of Christ? You're a brother of Messiah? Yes. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the assembly will I sing praise unto you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which Yah has given me. And for as much as these children, as the children, are partakers of flesh and blood, Yeshua said, I, myself also, I'm going to take part of the same. That this thing that entered into the world and then sin come in right behind this death, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them, the children that had been given him, and deliver them who through fear, this bondage, fear of death, all their lifetime subject to bondage. Why? Because he verily did not take on him the nature of angels. But he took on flesh. He took on the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to Yah, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Oh, I thank Yah how this is dovetailing with yesterday's message. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, and I give praise to the Most High Yah. I thank Yah for the strength of his word, the love of his word, the spirit that is in this letter. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wherein, verse 8, he has abounded toward us, the children, in all, how much? All. We're hearing that word all a lot, ain't we? All. Making emphasis, all. All. Let's make emphasis on certain words when we read. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wherein he has abounded toward us, not toward the people of the world, only toward a certain people, only toward the children. In all wisdom and prudence. Well, what is this prudence? It's the ability. Listen to this. Something you know beautiful about the spirit abiding on the inside. Something beautiful about the spirit of Yah leading the sons of Yah. This thing called prudence. Listen what prudence is. It's the ability to govern and discipline oneself. I sit back and I meditated on that definition. I said, wow, Most High, you have bounded this in us. The Roman religion wants to say the law is done away with. But it's something about the law, precepts, and commandments in our minds and in our hearts that gives us the ability to govern and discipline ourselves. But who wants? No, not too many people enter into this suffering of governing and discipline. This generation that's coming up, their teeth are set on edge. There are laws on the books against discipline, righteous discipline. Especially if a father and a mother have to, here's the word, spank their child or whoop their child with a rod to bring them, to take them from their purpose, to bring them back on point, to save them from death. We as children receive discipline on our backs. I did much. Oh, yeah, if it was not getting my backside tore up at home, my backside was being tore up at school. That was something else. But I look back at it now, And through all the suffering of getting my butt busted, even in that natural sense, the more and more it took place, the more and more it brought an ability in myself for me to govern and discipline myself just in a few areas. But when the rod of Yah came on my backside, and the rod of Yah grazed in my mind, his laws, his precepts, and in my heart, his commandments, and I entered into the covenant, this joint heirship with him, as I see my master and my savior govern and discipline himself while he walked on this earth, governed and disciplined himself to hang on a tree, governed and disciplined himself when he was derided, spit, plucked. Yet he did not revile or revolt or jump back again. He learned obedience by the things that he suffered. We learn obedience by the things which we suffer. We suffer deliverance, so we must go through sometimes some horacious deliverance where we see these spirits, they claw and they grab and they clutch your very being and they won't let go. But you must go through that experience. You must go through that suffering to teach you something, to bring you to a greater realm of governing, a greater realm of discipline. Do you want to be a disciple? Do you want to be a tall one? Are you more like one of this world that goes out and search everything that takes all the suffering away? Prudence, the ability to govern and discipline oneself by the use of reason, observance of the will of Yah. Oh, praise Yah. Oh, praise Yah. Hallelujah. We'll take a short
Shalom,
break here.
This is Sister Wenda.
The Most High,
I hope that all
right
of you are enjoying
back.
The live stream that you're listening to right
Sister
now.
Sister Wenda here.
We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled LaFayette. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled StraightWay.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
And hallelujah to that. Thank Yah for the words of hope. He is coming. Hallelujah. He is coming. Wherein he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Matthew chapter 7. Prudence. 24. Matthew 7, 24. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and do them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. You know who that rock is. Hallelujah. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and a beat upon that house, and it fell not. Where it was founded upon a rock. Well, that was that house went through much suffering, huh? But it still stood. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Back over in Ephesians, verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will. There's that word again. We've hit a lot of words that it has showed up many times. And many of us have taken heed to these words that I've given a lot of emphasis to on this blog talk. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will. And this is according to his good pleasure. And this pleasure he purposed in himself. Now, if he purposed this in himself, we being joint heirs, we in him and he in us. Do you want to be partakers of that good pleasure? Do you want to reap the rewards of his will? That in the dispensation, verse 10, that in the dispensation, the dispensing of the fullness of times, when all things have come to their crest, to their summit, to their fulfillment, he might gather together in one all things in Messiah, both which are in heaven, which are in earth, even in him. Well, saints of the Most High Yah, we conclude this portion of our journey through the book of Ephesians. I'm just amazed and I'm glad for the richness of the opening of this epistle to the Ephesians. And then for us to have the ability and the grace to read this and to be a partaker of it as well, to receive the richness of what Paul was conveying to them even in the opening of a letter. Man, that is strong in the beginning. Well, hallelujah, saints of the Most High Yah. Again, let me click over here in the chat. I thank you all for joining us here this evening, for fellowship, for breaking of bread, for hearing of the word of Yah. My good pleasure, because it is good pleasure for me to minister this to you as a teacher. And I will end as pastor always ends. I hope somehow, some way, this was of edification, of encouragement, joy, of strength to you. Spirit of Yah compels me to do so. We should be compelled to do this one to another. We serve one another as Christ has served us. We enter into this jointship. We enter into this suffering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We see young Ephesus there at the beginning of the letter, suffering deeply. But hallelujah. 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 Praise Yah in all his goodness. All praises to the Most High Yah.
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.